Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Ideal Investor Show. So I had an interesting conversation the other day and somebody said to me, hey, Axel, tell me a little more what you're doing and how you're actually doing it. And I started out like I'm pretty much always do and say, well, we're helping people that have good jobs and want to have their money work for them. And we help them on the path to financial independence using residential real estate investing and offering them high performing residential real estate, typically out of state because they used to live or are typically living in more higher priced areas where the real estate is just not performing that well. And with our help and the existing relationships and everything we have, they can invest in places that have very well performing properties. So that's kind of like how we started. And he said, well, but so what actually happens in these mentoring sessions that you're offering? And I paused for a moment because it really became clear to me, because I mean, I'm doing it all the time, but I'm not necessarily reflecting upon it all the time. But what I basically pointed out is obviously in the sessions, if somebody is ready to make investments, we're going into, okay, what do we currently have as curated properties? And anybody, if you guys who are listening to the Ideal Investor Show are also getting our newsletter, you see that in the newsletter, we always have a few curated properties that the providers we're working with are offering to us and that have been reviewed and where we believe those would be good investments to make for anybody who is ready, right? So in a mentoring session, one component would be, and the focus could be to say, I'm ready for my next investment. Let's go through the available properties. Let's analyze how they perform. Which ones do you like the best? What are the numbers that we are actually looking at? And then basically working our way through to decide which one do we want to go after? And then basically setting up the path on how to get in touch with the provider, with lending, with insurance, and all this other stuff, basically taking full advantage of the network that I have created and the relationships that I've built so that any mentoring client can take advantage of it. But then the other part is, and this can be sometimes before the first investment, but it can also be after the first one has been done, and you as the mentoring client are now in the phase where you're accumulating money for your next investment, but we're still going to have mentoring sessions. And that's the part that the person I was talking to and I, we basically went in a little deeper to explore. And that part has actually to do, what is the situation typically that an employee with a good job who wants to have his or her money work for them find themselves in? And the whole thing started and triggered me to also think in that direction, because the person I was talking with, he was saying, well, I got out of college and I got into a job and I tried the normal corporate thing in investment banking and I did it for like maybe 3 months and I really realized pretty quickly it was just not my thing. I just couldn't really do the 9-to-5 thing. And so for me, it didn't mean to say, well, I want to encourage everybody not to have a job. But what it also pointed towards is that about half, especially in the first 6 months, 9 months of our mentoring relationship, a good portion of those mentoring sessions also has to do with how can you, on the one hand, remain to be a really successful and ascending employee with a good job and good money, and in parallel, basically build both the mindset, but also the mechanics that you should have as a business owner. And if you think about it, what we're really doing is the first part I already mentioned is identify well curated properties so you can invest in them. And that's obviously the important part because we want to go together on a journey towards the time freedom point where you have enough properties and investment that pay you enough passive income. So you have the choice to say, do I want to keep working full time, half time, temporarily? Do I want to work from home? Do I want to whatever, right? Like you're having the freedom to decide what you want to do with your time. But to be able to do this really decisively also takes a certain mindset. And I believe this is more the mindset of an entrepreneur, a business owner. And why would you do this? Well, think about it. And I have mentioned this before. What we actually recommend, and I recommend in the mentoring sessions, is for you to start out with forming an LLC, a limited liability company, mainly so that you can separate anything that you do investing from your personal stuff. And there are legal reasons and protection reasons, and you can go and take a look at our online course where we're describing in really a lot of detail for very, very little cost how you can protect yourself, your family, your assets, and so forth, and make a clear separation between your private stuff and your business stuff and your investing stuff. So that's why we recommend for you to have an LLC, right? But then now you have the LLC, you are now a business owner, and who would be the people that you would hire? Well, you wouldn't really hire them in a sense of employees, even though you might at the later stage when you have a larger portfolio consider that. But what you're hiring is a bank, a credit union, a mortgage lender, an insurance provider, an appraisal company, an inspection company, a real estate property provider or turnkey provider company. You might also have a developer if you want to buy build-to-rent properties. And on. So you're basically hiring under contract all kinds of organizations. So think about your business, your LLC, and your ownership similar to a general contractor who needs all the different things. Like you need a plumber, you need an electrician, you need masons, you need people who can do drywall, you need roofers and so forth. They're not necessarily all your employees. They are contractors for your business. And that's basically what the other part of the mentoring sessions is about, for you to learn with my mentorship, because I have two businesses since 2005. So I'm almost coming up on the 20-year anniversary. And I have obviously many, many, many relationships with businesses and consulted and advised many, many other businesses. So I teach you how to adopt the mindset of a business owner and how to actually be in charge. Because we sometimes forget that when we are the owners of our LLC and we have hired all these different services and contracted all these different things, we are the owners and we are in charge. And this is particularly something to learn for people who are most of the day, when they're not with their family, employees, where the employer, the boss, the owners of the business or the shareholders are in charge. Right. So there's a real transition there from being an employee, makes good money, wants that money to work for you. So at some point you can actually decide if you want to continue, you want to retire and live off passive income, and being a business owner who is in charge of all these different groups and people and entities that you need to make your investment portfolio successful, and also structured in such a way that you can then turn it over in the form of a trust to your kids, and they can have it when you're no longer around, and then their kids can have it, and you're basically building legacy wealth or generational wealth. And that's what we ultimately really want to get to. So I hope that was interesting, because I know that people are sometimes out there and say, okay, well, if we sign up for your mentoring program, you're going to help us buy properties. And yes, that's absolutely true. And not only that, but get all the other things that you also need besides the property. But what I'm also really into helping you with is how to actually become a successful business owner who, at the point where you decide if you continue to work as an employee or not, really have learned how to run the business so that your money can work for you, and all these people that you contracted with make sure that the money that you had invested is working successfully and generating a lot of passive income, so you can basically go into a semi-retirement. So that's what I wanted to point out with this episode. It's a little longer than normal, but I thought it was important, because we rarely ever really talk about what are we doing in the mentoring sessions outside of talking about investing. So if you are intrigued now and you want to try how this actually works, go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button that says book a call and have a conversation, because the first conversation, even if it's an hour or two, and if necessary, also the second conversation, is totally complimentary, and we can talk about what we do just like I described and if it's for you. And if you have other interests, I might know somebody that I can refer you to who can meet those interests. So it's up to you. Take action, book this call, and let's have a conversation and see how I can help you, or how I can direct you in the proper direction to make your money work for you. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.